In Afghanistan, 9 years after the Taliban were driven out of the government, there's more and more talk of bringing at least some of them back. Afghan leaders have begun pushing plans to reconcile with at least some elements of the Taliban, saying that could offer the best hope of ending the conflict there. American officials, like Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, support some of those efforts, as she told us recently on this program.
I think everyone has realized, as we did in Iraq, that you have to begin to go right at the insurgents and peel those off who are willing to renounce violence, renounce al-Qaeda, agree to live by the laws and constitution of Afghanistan and re-enter society.
The hope is that village by village, local development and jobs programs will entice Taliban fighters to lay down their weapons. Michael Semple has been advocating this for some time. He's been working in Afghanistan for more than 20 years, most recently as a deputy to European Union Special Representative for Afghanistan. Good morning.
Good morning.
You were actually thrown out of Afghanistan just 2 years ago for daring to talk to the Taliban.
Yes, 2 years ago, I undertook a trip to prepare a plan for bringing 2,000 young men from the Taliban movement into a sort of a life skills training course as a platform for them getting peaceful jobs. I presented that to the provincial authorities in Helmand. I was thrown out of the country for my pains. 2 years later, I have the pleasure of listening to the president of Afghanistan proposing to do more or less the same thing on a slightly grander scale and with a much larger budget than I ever anticipated.
So times have changed, as we just heard Secretary Clinton making a comparison to the kind of efforts in Iraq. One thing that did work in Iraq was entire tribes, Sunni tribes, were brought around. But could that work in Afghanistan, or could that work partly in Afghanistan?
I think it's going to work to the extent that young men who are members of the Taliban movement are also members of a tribe. But in the areas where the insurgency is strongest, Afghanistan's tribes tend to be weakest. So the tribes are not in a position en masse to bring the fighting to an end. And if you go over to the southwest of the country, where this is the worst of the insurgency is going on, you'll find that most of the districts are shared between several tribes. So no one tribe is in a position to deliver security for the whole of the district.
Having sat down and talked to Taliban in Helmand province, which is really the heart, especially these days, of the insurgency, can you see a time when they will be reintegrated into Afghanistan?
I am confident that substantial numbers of people who are currently fighting on the Taliban side are willing to reintegrate. And if the program this time is run better than it has been previously, we'll see significant numbers coming in. That's not, of course, the same as saying that the conflict's going to come to an end or that everybody's going to be able to take the deal.
Who then, in your opinion, is not likely to take the deal?
I think that the senior commanders and the leadership, there's going to be another level of dialogue with the leadership of the Taliban, which is going to involve, if it works, it's going to involve them coming in basically with some kind of share of the government, that they will, of course, have to concede the key demands that they decisively break with al-Qaeda. They could claim that they are sort of trying to build an ideal Islamic state system inside Afghanistan, but actually they will be absorbed into the political system.
But you believe that could happen?
Well, there's a strong logic to it. First of all, that they, more or less, the only thing that the Taliban admit publicly that they are fighting for is the withdrawal of foreign troops. And that's, on one level, that's quite funny because, I mean, every country which has deployed troops to Afghanistan is rather keen to bring them home, but bring them home with the job done. And the second thing which everybody assumes that they should be fighting for is they must be fighting to try and reestablish the Taliban government over the whole of Afghanistan. Any sensible Afghan, including people in the Taliban leadership, know that that's never going to happen because even without the US troops, they would not be strong enough to take over the whole of Afghanistan. Those Afghans who are inimically opposed to the idea of Taliban rule are frankly too strong.
Michael Semple is a fellow at Harvard's Carr Center for Human Rights Policy. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.